Well, the goal of this conference is to bring together people around the world working on improving agricultural value chains. The whole idea is to facilitate how smallholder farmers in developing countries can be integrated into global and regional markets so that they can get better value for their produce.
What are some of the practices that smallholder farmers are doing to improve production, especially in dealing with climate change?
Improving productivity is very important and very critical, but that by itself is not enough, because if farmers are not very well integrated into markets, they can produce sometimes excess products, but you know, it could be spoiled because there isn't a direct access to market. They can't sell it easily. So now this whole approach of value chain is to make sure that farmers can produce to meet specific demands, and they will have a clear and well-articulated market that they could sell to.
When we're talking about smallholder farmers, who makes up smallholder farmers?
Well, this would be like the majority of farmers in Africa and other developing parts of the world. They are responsible for producing almost, I think, 80% of what's generated in terms of agriculture in developing countries. So these are the small family farms ranging from, in some cases, it could be as high as 5 hectares, or it could be even as low as 1 hectare in some parts of Africa and other developing countries. So these are family farms, mostly producing for their own needs, but also have small amount of excess for the market.
This would also include women.
Absolutely. Actually, most of the food that's produced in Africa is produced by women, and they make the largest part of the smallholder farmers, especially in the case of Africa.
How can the smallholder farmer be in a position to invest in new practices and get their produce to market?
Well, they definitely need the support from government and other large agribusinesses to be integrated into the market and to also invest in improved and new technologies, because they really don't have the capital to invest on their own. So the whole idea of value chain is if smallholder farmers can be organized into cooperatives or into other forms of groups, they can come together, they can get access to credit, they can get access to improved inputs like improved seeds, improved fertilizers, pesticides and other sorts of improved inputs so that they can increase production, but at the same time they could be guaranteed to sell their products and minimize their risk. So that's the whole idea of integrating smallholder farmers into value chains.
Also, the technique of intercropping can also help improve productivity. Can you talk just a little bit about what's involved with intercropping?
The whole idea of intercropping is bringing different types of crops into the field so that instead of relying heavily on fertilizers or other inputs, production can be done in a more sustained way. So this is one approach that could help in sustainable agricultural production, minimizing high amount of use of inputs and also protecting the environment. So this is one approach that's very important in terms of sustainable production.
How will this conference be able to help the smallholder farmer?
Well, the key thing is this conference is bringing together people from all sorts of experiences. For example, we have representatives of farmers' organizations themselves. We have people who have been involved in research, in development. We have people who are in policy, people who are coming a lot from the private sector in agribusinesses. So the whole idea is to look at some of the successful approaches where smallholder farmers can be integrated into markets. So we have lots and lots of examples to share during the conference so that others could learn from the experiences of those that have put this into practice.